When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Mom and Dad Are Fighting, Slate's parenting podcast for Thursday, December 22nd, the 2022 holiday party edition. In the spirit of gathering families together, we have brought our children to work with us. This is their chance to weigh in after a year of us talking about them. So let's see who's here. I'm Jamila Lemieux, a writer, contributor to Slate's Care and Feeding parenting column, and mom to Naima.
I'm Naima, and I'm 9 and a half.
And we live in Los Angeles, California.
I'm Elizabeth Newcamp. I write the homeschool and family travel blog, Dutch Dutch Goose, and I'm the mom to...
Me, Henry, and I'm 10.
I'm Oliver, and I'm 8.
I'm Teddy, and I'm 6.
We live in Colorado Springs.
And I'm Zach Rosen. I make the Best Advice Show podcast, and I am the father to two kids, Ami, who's 2 and who's going to sleep right now, and...
I know Rosen, I'm 5 years old, and my brother's 2 years old.
And we live in Detroit.
So here's what's on deck for our little holiday soiree. First, we're going to hear from the kids about how we're doing as parents. That's right, the kids are going to do a special round of triumphs and fails for us. And then we have a delivery of some very special updates. Audio holiday cards, if you will, from former Mom and Dad Are Fighting hosts. Then we're going to round up the kids to play a quick game. We'll wrap up the party with a round of recommendations. Okay, the party will officially commence after this quick break. Back in a second.
Talking about money can be so hard, especially when the person you're talking to is still learning how to do long division. That's why Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace, is here to help. I'm Bridget, and with my fellow co-host Ryan, we help teach your little ones about complex topics like bankruptcy, climate change, and why there's so much gold at Fort Knox, and so much more. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
So usually on the show, Zach, Elizabeth, and I share stories about our week in parenting, and oftentimes they focus on our kids' successes and struggles. We thought it was only fair to turn the mic over to them to let them pick a triumph or failure to tell about us. Henry, Oliver, and Teddy, what about you all? What do you have to share about your mom, Elizabeth?
I'm calling it fail.
I'm calling it triumph. So we're at a skating rink, and we just get there, and mom and dad ditch us.
What kind of skating
rink? What?
Rollerblade. I kept falling on my wrist, so I had to get wrist guards.
And once you got the wrist guards, where?
Plum, speedy.
Yeah, he was gone. Okay, Teddy, what about, why was it a triumph for you? Can you tell your story about the skating rink?
Because my dad holding my hand while I was skating.
Were you really good?
Aww. Yes.
Did you ever fall?
Yes.
Oliver has a fail, but he wrote his out.
When we went skating at Skate City, every time I wanted to get on, they stopped me for an event like limbo. They made everyone who didn't want to play get off the rink.
And so by the time, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. By the time you were ready to really skate.
We left.
So you didn't get to skate at all?
I got to a little bit.
Uh-huh.
My dad's a really good skater. My mom's not as good.
Thanks for the intel.
That sounds like that was a pretty eventful trip to the skating rink. Naima, what about you? Are you sharing something that mommy did good or something that mommy did bad?
Bad.
Bad?
Okay. Bad.
Bad. Got it. So I have a fail.
Yes.
Okay, let's hear about my fail.
One time we went to like a convenience store and I saw the freezer thing and it had like ice creams in it, but it had Dippin' Dots and I really like Dippin' Dots. And mommy bought me a Dippin' Dots. And then I said, can I eat it now so it doesn't melt? She said it won't melt and let's leave it in my purse until we get home. I said, okay. And then we got home and I took it out of her purse and I opened it. It was all melty. And then she lied because she said that it's not going to melt and it melted.
Oh, man.
Was it dipping soup by the end of the day?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like melty ice cream.
Me too. I should have let her eat them right away.
Well, yes, obviously, right? The lesson here was, if you get ice cream, you get to eat it right away.
Right away.
I want to blame Dippin' Dots and not you. Because I feel like the slogan, like the idea of it was that it wouldn't melt as fast.
Right? It's supposed to like, I don't know. We were not far from home, to be fair.
No, but we made a stop in between.
Okay, it's the stop in between.
A few stops? We went to the post office, and then it was in your hot, sweaty purse with all her backup makeup, all your stuff, like whatever you have in there. And that's probably how it melted.
Well, I'm sorry, and I'm sorry that this impacted you so much because it happened last summer. It was not the story I was expecting, but the story perhaps I needed to hear.
This wasn't like yesterday. I just assumed this happened like yesterday. That is hysterical.
Noah has her triumph or fail.
Yes. We're
ready. Let's hear it.
I have something bad.
Oh, okay. Tell me.
What is it?
On Halloween, I saw this big house and there was ghosts and monsters and then they popped up.
What?
Oh my goodness. Was it
for real?
Was it scary?
We were genuinely terrified.
And I went by my friend, but she was too scared.
Oh.
So she went to a different house, but I stayed there for a minute.
Wow. You stayed for a minute?
Was your dad scared?
No.
No. He's nodding yes, everyone.
Well, it sounds like a triumph for you because you weren't scared, right?
I'm never scared.
Never scared?
Even if there's a real ghost.
Really? A real ghost?
Comes through you?
Yeah, has a ghost ever come through you, Noah?
No, because they're not real. I don't think so.
So we often get requests about our former mom and dad are fighting co-hosts to hear how they're doing. We thought it would be nice for the holidays to round them up for some updates and to let them say hi to all of our listeners.
Hi, mom and dad are fighting. This is Carvel, and I'm coming through with a year-end update on the kids. Ezra, who is 19, and Georgia, who is 17. I haven't said those words on mic in a long time. So let's start with Georgia. She is 17, senior in high school. She has already gotten 2 acceptance letters from colleges. She's going to go into environmental science. So she's looking for a school with a good science program. Maybe a poli sci. She talked about maybe double majoring in environmental science and black studies, I think is what she said she would do. But that's only available for her at one school. So if she gets into that school, that might be the route. But I don't know. She's got a lot of options. She's got good grades and she's great. She's got her own car that she inherited from her great grandmother. And she drives around town with her little car and she fills out her college applications and she gets into fights with her teachers about politics. And she seems happy. Ezra moved to New York over the summer. He moved in July of 2022 to an apartment in Brooklyn, New York. He did not go to school yet. He's thinking about it, but he decided not to go right away. He's working for like a hair care company that he actually is a product that he uses. He's very hair centric. he's doing customer service and he's really excited. It's like a kind of a newer company and he's has the possibility to kind of work his way up. They really like him there, but he's saved a lot of money over the summer because as soon as he graduated, he just started working a lot. And so he's got a pretty good nest egg saved up and he's got a nice apartment in New York that he's living in and he's working there and he is trying to figure out what his next moves are, but he kind of has some time to kind of experience life. And so the kids are good and life is good and I really miss you guys. I would say that the thing that Joe and I talk about the most is it's like remarkable how they have turned into legit adults, even though we really didn't think a lot of times that they would. Like, it didn't seem like that was possible, and yet here we are.
Hello, it's Dan Coyce calling from beyond the grave. I miss all my fellow former co-hosts. I'm excited to hear what they and their kids are up to. Out here in Arlington, we are in the midst of the college hunt, which is just as crazy making as Ron Lieber promised it would be. Lyra is 17. She's a senior now. She has successfully applied to several schools, by which I do not mean that she got into any schools necessarily, but that she successfully hit the button that says apply on the Common App. The end result of this process is definitely going to be that she's going to get into like four random colleges that she applied to sight unseen. And then over spring break or something, we're going to have to visit them all in an incredible rush. And then she will pick one out of a hat. Harper is now 15. She's a sophomore. She remains absolutely furious that she is not old enough to drive or apply to college or do any of the other things that Lyra is old enough to do but not interested in doing. But Harper did get a job finally. She's answering the phones at a local pizza place. She is very, very impressive. She rides the e-bike to work 3 days a week. She wears her branded t-shirts. She takes phone orders very professionally. I love it. I love calling in and being like, oh, yes, is this Harper? I have an order to place. And then she gets embarrassed. It's the best. Most of us got COVID this month. I still have COVID. It sucked. But boy, did it take us a long time to get COVID. Remember like 2 years ago when every freaking episode of this show was about COVID basically, and then people would yell at us on Facebook every week? Those were the days. Happy holidays, Mom and Dad listeners. Miss y'all.
Hey, it's Gabe Roth. Good to be here. I haven't been on the show for a while. Everybody's good. We're still in Brooklyn. Eliza just turned 12 and is in sixth grade. Leo is 8. They're both doing good. It's wild. I spent so much time on this show talking about them as little kids, and they're both very firmly in the big kid stage. And I guess Eliza is on her way into adolescence, which I'm sure will be super chill. I'm excited for one. In any case, they're both doing good. The thing I miss most probably is reading books with them. They are reading very successfully themselves now, but I miss reading with them. But I did have a minor triumph, which I will share with you, which is that Leo has been playing some sports, doing some little league, and obviously that has been challenging for him because most of the kids have fathers who know and care about and like and respect sports, and of course he has a father who only cares about the life of the mind, and so he's supposed to know how to throw a ball and catch a ball, and I suddenly become really acutely aware that all these other fathers have, like, just of their own volition, have taken their kids outside and, like, thrown a ball back and forth with them, and I did that a couple times. It's very hard for me to do that for any extended length of time. So he's at a big disadvantage there, but he was complaining about his glove, his baseball glove, which I got him one, and then he outgrew it, and he started complaining that it was too small. Oh, yeah, yeah. And then, no, Dad's too small. Yeah, yeah. Dad, can I get a new glove? Yeah, yeah, I'll get you a new glove. And then one day I thought, I really should get him a new glove. Yeah, he got a new baseball glove. And the following Saturday, he was standing there in the out. They put him in the outfield because, of course, he can't be expected to make a play where you have to like throw it to a specific base because he just hasn't had the background to know how to do that. But he's standing there in the outfield, and a fly ball is coming straight for him. And like, you know, he's eight. They're at a level where like they don't hit a lot of fly balls and they certainly don't catch a lot of fly balls. And like the entire place, everyone's head turns and we all watch the balls and make its arc and then come down. And he just stands there, he looks up at it, he bends his knees, he keeps his eye right on the ball, and it just lands straight in his glove, and he kind of handles it a little bit. And then everybody's cheering, and his teammates are yelling, and everybody was so excited. And, I may not have ever thrown the ball with him or taught him how to catch a fly ball, but I did remember to order him that glove. So in a small way, the triumph is mine. Now, the thing is, you know, once they get to this age, the triumphs are all theirs, and you can only sit back and watch and cheer for them. But it was pretty cool. Thank you for having me back on. Loving the show. I miss all you guys. Bye.
Hi, this is Rebecca Lavoie, former host of Mom and Dad Are Fighting. From the Rebecca Lavoie, Gabe Roth, Carvel Wallace era. And I'm here to give an update as to how I'm doing. I'm first going to start by talking to my kids and getting updates from them. And I'm here with my stepdaughter, Lily. Lily, how are you?
I'm good.
How old are you now?
22.
What are you up to?
I am currently a first-year teacher.
Holy shit.
Yes.
So what are you teaching?
I teach third grade.
How's it going?
Good. You know. There's always a couple like bumps in the road.
Yeah. How many students do you have in your classroom?
22.
Yeah. So you graduated college.
Yes.
And went right into teaching.
Yes. For context, like I learned and was student teaching like during the pandemic and stuff. So I really lost like a whole like semester of what could have been a placement because I was home.
Right.
And I wrote lesson plans and didn't perform them in front of children.
Right. And the other thing to know is that like you've wanted to be a teacher your whole life.
Yes.
And you are doing it.
You're doing
what you wanted to do. And because of all the shit that happened in the pandemic, like teachers, obviously big shortage, yada, yada. And you just were able to get a job right away. And it's a great job, but it is a hard job.
Yeah, it's definitely harder. It's definitely harder than there's parts that I'm good at that I knew I'd be good at.
Of course, you're a genius teacher, but parents are going ham these days.
The part that's hard that I hadn't thought about are the parents and the politics and working on a team. That's all hard.
Oh, yeah. That's all hard. All right. So more important, because this was a parenting podcast. I talked about parenting you a lot on this podcast. Yes. And by the way, one of the funniest, weirdest pieces of feedback I ever got on the show was I used to introduce myself. This is Rebecca Lavoie. I am mom to Henry, who's blah, blah, blah. Teddy, who's blah, blah, blah. And my beautiful stepdaughter, Lily, who's blah, blah, blah. And I once got this really nasty email saying, I shouldn't introduce you as my beautiful stepdaughter because I'm just teaching you that the only thing that matters
is beauty
and that I'm just objectifying and making it. And I'm just like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, Lily would be so pumped if I described her as my beautiful. I mean, was I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
I knew it.
It was positive.
Anyway, so more important, because the show was about parenting you guys. Mm-hmm. How are things between us?
Pretty good. We went on vacation recently.
Yeah, how did that go?
Yeah, I think it went pretty well.
It was rad.
We had a lot of wine.
I think you and I have become very close.
Yeah.
Wait, am I like projecting that on
you? No, we've become really close.
We're tight. We went to Disney. We had some drinks, rode all the rides.
Rode a lot of rides.
The Winnie the Pooh ride.
You know what? We rode rides that they said were for children, and they're not.
They're not. The dinosaur ride. Terrifying. Terrifying. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. But besides outside the trip, like we also just talk about different things.
We
do.
We talk about everything. We do. We talk about everything. We talk about things I think that are easier to talk about between you and I than it is to talk about between parents and kids typically.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's how you're doing. I think it's time to move on to another kid and see how he might be doing.
Yeah, you move on.
Thanks, Lil.
Thank you.
All right. Here I am with Teddy Lavoie. Hey, Teddy.
Why, hello.
Get a little closer to the mic. You know how to do this. It's not like you don't have professional podcasters as parents.
Professionals is a strong word.
Who are you?
I'm Teddy Lavoie.
How old are you now?
I'm 19.
Almost?
20.
That's right. So what are you up to these days?
Going to school.
Yeah? You're going to college?
Yeah.
You're college sophomore?
Correct.
Yes. How's it going?
It's
going.
What are you studying?
Psychology.
And? Well, you played a lot of music at school.
Yeah, no, I'm not studying it, though.
I know. If it were up to me, though, you should probably be a music major, to be totally honest. You're so good. You're such a good bass player. It's crazy. It's crazy, crazy good.
All right.
So how do you think it's going? Like, how do you think our relationship is? How do you think parenting-wise you and me are doing? Have any thoughts on that?
I'd say our relationship's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, we don't talk super often when I'm not here, but I mean, we have a pretty good relationship when I am.
That's right. And when you say, can you send me some money? I do, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to tell the listeners about yourself and your updates and how things are going generally in your life? Are you good?
I'm all right.
All right. I think that does it for us. Thanks, Ted.
All right.
And last but not least, I'm here with the king of the mama's boys.
It's your boy, Henry LaVoy.
So, Henry, how are you doing? First of all, how old are you now?
I am 21 right now.
Yeah. What are you up to?
I've kind of been in my AJ Soprano era for the past 4 months, you know, enjoying unemployment, living at home.
Yep.
And I guess like AJ Soprano, I'm currently trying to get out of this stage of my life by finding a career in the media industry.
That's right. That's right. Should we use this opportunity of giving your update to put a plea out there for someone in the podcast industry to hire you?
Because
you're supremely
talented.
Anybody
looking for good tape cutting skills, production, whatever, audio, video, I do it all.
He does it all. So you graduated college.
Yep.
If you can believe it, when I was on Mom and Dad Are Fighting, you were applying to colleges.
It's crazy.
You weren't telling me where you were applying. You weren't telling me where you got in or where you got rejected. It was wild.
Yep.
And very much on brand, when you first started your job search, you weren't telling me where you were applying. You weren't telling me, you weren't letting me help you.
Yeah.
Even though this is the industry in which I work. But you have since opened the doors a little bit and you're letting me give
you advice. I've come around.
Yeah.
So I'm better off because of it.
Yeah. Well, you're 21. And since this was a parenting podcast, I'm asking all three of you, how are things going between you and me?
I mean, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like better than ever in the last few months because, you know, this is not to like shit on you or anything like that. But when the pandemic started and I moved back home, I felt like it was kind of an unexpected change for both of us, you working at home, me being at home. And I felt like there was a lot of tension between us and also just in the family in general. It was a stressful time. So I was kind of worried, you know, after studying abroad for the summer and coming back home, I was kind of concerned that like some of those dynamics might come back, but I feel like things have been really good.
Funny, attention, I think, was one way. I really didn't feel it.
Well, never mind then. Fuck me.
No. I honestly think there was just a lot of tension just being all of us being in the space together in an unexpected way. I think that's true. Plus, we had a puppy, and he was a fucking pain in
that
the ass.
That is true. Oh, yeah.
No, I honestly think you're right. And I honestly think that you've spent some time deciding, like, to be less private, and I think that's really helped.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I spent some time deciding to chill the fuck out, and that's also really helped.
So yeah, that is the update for listeners of Slate.com.
All right. Well, thanks, Henry. Thanks for your update. I really appreciate it.
Always.
And one thing I should probably mention is that Henry and I, since he's been home, did start a little hobby podcast together in which we listen to podcasts made by celebrities and talk about them. It's called Celebrity Podcast Podcast, and it's really fun. And also, it, by the way, highlights Henry's podcast making skills in case you want to hire him. Give him a job. Give my son a job. Anyway, I guess I'm last. I'm doing pretty great since you last heard from me. My husband, Kevin, has been cancer-free for a couple of years. You may remember he was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. When I was on the show, we didn't talk about it a ton, but it is something that obviously happened and affected our family a great deal. He is also now working for our podcast company full time. So it's really great having him be running the business so that I can just do what I do. It's been really fantastic. Our family is doing overall really, really wonderfully. Kids have grown up. We are pretty much empty nesters. And I got to tell you, parents of little kids out there, as I've always said on the show, don't worry about screen time. Don't worry about all the stuff you're thinking about making your kids perfect. As you can hear, I didn't worry about any of that stuff. And my kids turned out pretty freaking great. Anyway, I hope you all have a happy new year and happy holidays.
All right, it is game time. We thought we would play Would You Rather. So, if you don't know how the game works,
I'll pose a question with two silly options, and you kids have to respond with which one you'd rather pick and why. All right, I am going to start with Teddy. Teddy, would you rather go water skiing or snow skiing?
Snow skiing, because I like snow.
What about you, Oliver? Would you rather be the fastest person in the world or able to stop time?
Stop time, so I can take over a mine and get all the gems.
Ooh. That was an interesting twist.
Noah, would you rather live somewhere where it's always dark outside or always light outside?
Light, because you can play more.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a great answer.
Good answer. Henry, would you rather live in a house shaped like a circle or a house shaped like a triangle?
Mm-hmm. House shaped like a triangle, because there's only three corners.
Dude. You don't like corners?
No.
I'm going to pose this last question to everyone. Naima, would you rather live underwater or in the clouds?
In the clouds.
Why?
Because I can eat it like cotton candy.
They can eat it like cotton candy.
If I could live in clouds or underwater, I would live underwater because there's a lot of sea creatures.
Oh.
Noah, what about you?
In the clouds. Because then I can have cotton candy.
Oh. Yeah, you and Naima just scarfing those clouds.
I want to move into the cloud village.
Me too.
Teddy, where that are you going?
In the water.
All right, Oliver, okay. After all the pondering, where are
the
you going?
The clouds. Because I can have a palace there and summon a unicorn for a pet.
I mean, I like this cloud village.
There's only two people who like it's a castle.
Yeah, you and Henry are living underwater. And Naima, Noah, and Oliver are moving to the clouds.
But what would you want to live in?
Oh, I'd have a hard time choosing.
Well, that was so much fun. Before we go, we're going to give everyone a chance to recommend something. Naima, no pressure. Why don't you go first? What are you recommending for our listeners this week? What do you love right now?
There's a show on Netflix that came out called Wednesday. And it's, like, cool and funny.
Thank you. Noah, can you recommend something for us? Something that you really like?
There's this podcast, and it's named Arthur, and people are saying what they love the most.
Which characters do you like on the Arthur podcast?
Arthur and DW.
DW is his...
sister.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a great recommendation.
Zach, do you have a recommendation for Ami?
Yeah, you know...
I'm going to do it.
Oh, you want to... Okay, what do you want to recommend on Ami's behalf? What is he into?
He always loves balls and playing golf, and he always cries at me.
Oh, yeah? Same
here. He sometimes gives me hugs.
He does.
Do you like it when he gives you hugs?
Today I was closing my eyes and Ami gave me a hug while I was closing my eyes.
Oh my, a sneak attack hug.
That is so sweet. All right, Henry, what are you recommending?
I'm recommending the Mysterious Benedict Society TV show on Disney Plus. It's about four kids and three adults.
Doing what?
Watch it.
Ooh, cliffhanger.
And it's not too scary.
Which leads to Oliver's recommendation.
The books are better because you can read them and also on Libby. Yeah.
But...
which I recommended last time.
I will say that they're two very different. They have the same characters, but the show has now largely deviated from the books, which is kind of really fun. Okay, and Teddy, you have a different recommendation, though.
I'm recommending the Bully Boy game because the whole family can play it.
That is so fun, Teddy.
Wait, we got one more.
You should help the environment so no animals will get killed and they don't get hurt, so they go to sea or the family get lost so you don't be far from home.
Oh, important message.
That's a PSA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you all, thank you so much for your recommendations. That is it for our show. Thank you so much for joining us.
We'd love to get to know you and your families. If you want to send us a little audio holiday card, you can record a voice memo of your own and send it to momanddad@slate.com. That's where you can also always send us any of your burning questions. On a slightly sappy note, thank you all so much for being with us this year. It truly means the world to us. We've got our Best Of show coming up next week, and we'll see you back here in the new year with new problems and the same great parenting community. This episode of Mom and Dad Are Fighting is produced by Rosemary Belson and Christy Taiwo Macanjula. For Zach, Noah, Ami, Elizabeth, Henry, Oliver, Teddy, and of course, Naima, I'm Jamila Lemieux. Thank you for listening.